Hi everyone, this is Harmon. You've tuned into another episode of Comedy History 101. We school you in comedy. Today we have a brand new episode on the ugly history behind the classic childhood joke, "Why did the chicken cross the road?" You'll be surprised at the disturbing twists behind the origins of this joke. And before we launch into this episode, if you haven't done this, take some time to subscribe, comment, and rate Comedy History 101 on iTunes. It really helps out the podcast, and we kind of want to make some more episodes for you guys, so that kind of really helps us out. There's no reason for you not to do that. And without further ado...
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side! To run away from the cook! To prove he's no chicken!
Alright, so what you heard there is the kind of the iconic children's joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the chicken cross the road? And before we do our introductions to the show, little spoiler note, it has kind of a horrific history to it. And of course, you've tuned into another episode of
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. I, of course, and Harmon Leon with me, of course, as always, is Scott Kalanigo.
How did this turn into like a scary Halloween show about chickens crossing the road?
You probably didn't catch the imitation I was doing. CNN has a new documentary series on Richard Nixon, so maybe I was doing a Tricky Dick impersonation.
Were you? Okay. you might want to save that for our other podcast, Harmon. This is the President, which you can find on iTunes, Last.fm, Stitcher, or anywhere you find your favorite podcasts. Hosted by me, Scott Kalanigo, and my co-host, Harmon Leon.
Okay, great. Some plugs up front before we dive into it.
Yeah.
So, Scott, when you hear the joke, why did the chicken cross the road with the... it's more like a riddle. Why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side, which is the response? What comes to mind?
Chickens crossing roads, horizons, you know... Like reaching your full potential.
Yeah, but doesn't what comes to mind is it's the classic sort of kid joke. You tell that joke, you're a kid. You probably laugh with some kid type laughter. It seems very innocent, right?
Yes.
A very innocent school joke that you would tell maybe on the schoolyard. Did you have a schoolyard like you and Julio?
Oh, yeah, that went play down stacks, to. Man. Hanging out at the play stacks, yeah.
Yeah, so you've just gotten done playing some tether ball.
Evel Knievel.
And then your classmates are gathered around, and you tell the "Why did the chicken cross the road?" joke, and you all have a good laugh. But I'm gonna have to say there is a very, very, very disturbing history to the joke, which we'll get to later on.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
But the joke, some would consider it a classic. It's a classic sort of anti-joke where you expect a joke, but instead of getting the joke, it states the obvious. It kind of deconstructs, the common riddle.
Mm-hmm. Do tell.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
You state what happens to get to the other side.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. It's like, why else?
Yeah, so the humor, and I'm putting that in air quotes, comes from that. All right, so you are putting people into the classic scenario of a joke format where they're expecting a classical payoff of a punchline, and instead they get a statement of facts.
Well, it's like Harmon. Do you know why do firemen wear red suspenders?
Because it's part of the required uniform.
No, to keep their pants up.
Yeah, but did you see what I? Okay, yeah. I see what you were doing, but did you see what I was doing?
I see what you're doing, and what you're doing is valid, but it's not.
But I was keeping within the anti-joke paradigm of answering your expected anti-joke response with even a more elaborate anti-joke response.
You should just stay. I think you're outside of the paradigm.
Game, set, match, Leon. Ole, 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 ole.
I think this is a paradigm shift, dude.
Yeah, so basically it's about your expectations be confounded, you know,
right.
and other jokes of this anti-joke paradigm are what's blue but smells red? Scott, anything? Don't look at the Google Doc, anything?
No, Harmon, what's blue but smells like red?
My finger. No, just kidding. I don't even know what that means.
No, do you want me to pull it?
No. It's blue paint. Blue paint. See?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So should we do another one? This was listed. And then I have one that I actually wrote. And once again, this is the genre of jokes that why is the chicken cross the road, which is a part of a niche. It's the anti-joke. This is another one that was I found on the list. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
No, the anti-joke response is, that's impossible. Lettuce can't be knocking on a door.
Oh, yeah. That makes no sense whatsoever, dude.
Or if your last name was Lettuce. I'm Gregory Lettuce.
Okay, come on.
The solicitor.
Hey, Gregory, come on
the
in.
Solicitor.
A solicitor.
I'm a solicitor.
Am I being sued?
I have a bunch of papers to present.
Oh, I better sign. I better
from,
start
from
signing.
From the law firm of Lettuce, and Tomato. Okay, here's... So, once
I like
again,
to see a TV commercial from those guys. Lettuce, and Tomato.
Oh,
have you been injured?
I bet they have really good graphics in their logo.
Yes.
So again, restating the premise, it's in the genre niche of the anti-joke, which why did the chicken cross the road is also in. We are expecting a joke type payoff. We get a sort of serious response. Go ahead.
On that, I was just gonna say on that. I think you might have tried your hand at penning one of these jokes. Is that true, Harmon?
I did. One of these jokes I penned in a show that you were once in, up in Edinburgh Festival. It's our show, Jokey-Okey, which you can see April 4th at Planet Rose on Avenue A, 8 p.m., which is stand-up comedy karaoke. We had a Your Mama Off sort of final round, and for that I wrote a Your Mama joke, and again this will be sort of the anti-joke. You're expecting the punchline payoff, and once again you will just get a serious statement of facts. Your mama's so fat.
How fat is she?
She's so fat that she got diabetes and the doctor had to take her leg.
That's horrible.
It's horrible, but it does emphasize what an anti-joke is. Once again,
and sometimes it does happen.
Yeah, and sadly, we just want to point out. Again, you're expecting a punchline payoff sort of ending to the bit, and instead you got a serious statement of facts of what could happen when one is overweight.
Right.
Totally. So yeah, so which leads us to that. Is the chicken actually agriophobia? Does it have agriophobia, Scott? Agriophobia?
Well, I don't know what agriophobia is.
funny you should ask, because what that means is fear of crossing the street.
Ah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, and I hope I hope our listeners don't have geliophobia over that.
what's that? Oh, God.
Geliophobia? Geliophobia? Fear of laughter.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right. And we hope, we especially hope they don't have coulirophobia.
And what is that?
Fear of clowns.
Okay, all right.
Which we are, in a way, clowning around. But Scott, tell us a little bit of history. Where did the joke with the horrible, horrific sort of origins first appear? The chicken cross the road.
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking there, Harmon. I'm going to need your help here, but I will tell you the joke / riddle made its first appearance in 1847 edition of a magazine entitled The Knickerbocker, which was a monthly magazine that catered to the citizens of New York City. And this Knickerbocker actually was founded in 1833 and published all the way up into 1865, ending in the Civil War. So that's not too bad. It's like a 30-year run of a magazine and published the first edition of Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road? And Harmon, what I was going to ask, because I thought we had it in the document, but I'm sure it's been somewhere. If you could read, could you read? Because the actual
oh, it
first
is there.
Printing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it there? But there, because the actual.
Oh, Ian, I think this will get the most angriest of comments on iTunes, which you can comment and leave some stars if you're feeling fine. If we don't pronounce the correct blurb that actually appeared in the 1947 edition of the Knickerbocker on Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road?
Okay, no. Let me read. This is this is the actual. Okay, so there's a couple of ways it was phrased. So let me just read that. This is actually I'm literally reading it out of the Knickerbocker right now. So this is the joke as it was phrased. Are you ready?
I do believe I am.
Okay. There are quips and quillets which seem actual conundrums, but yet are none. Of such is this. Why does a chicken cross the street? Are you out of town? Do you give it up? Well, then, because it wants to get on the other side. Okay, that was it, and that's the one I was thinking of. It's the thing that kind of puts me off, that the part in the middle where they're asking if you're out of town or do you give it up.
What does that mean exactly? I cut that out in the edit of the Google Doc because it didn't make entirely no sense to me.
But I think that's the original joke. You have to keep it in there, and that's also it doesn't say to get to the other side. The actual original joke says because it wants to get on the other side.
And it didn't say why did the chicken cross the road. It said why did the chicken cross the street?
The street, yeah, exactly.
Because it had agoraphobia, fear of crossing the street.
It doesn't say that. But there was, but apparently right after the joke appeared, there were already variants of the joke knocking about up to the point, let's say, in 1890, there's a pun in a Potter's American Monthly that a pun on the joke that read as such. Are you ready?
I believe I am, okay, yes. Yeah.
Why? It's very old-timey English sounding. Okay, here we go. Why should not a chicken cross the road? It would be a foul proceeding. Foul, F-O-W-L, you know, relating to, like, birds.
It's a good thing you spelt it, too.
Yeah.
Because no one would no one's heard our episode on puns, which we haven't done yet.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Why not? In a crazy use of double negatives. Is that a double negative or a single negative? Why should not a chicken cross the road?
Yeah. I mean, definitely when we do our pun episode, we'll have to do Kip Apadada, Adidada, who we referenced in who we referenced in our last episode. Our live episode, the history of Triple X Party Records. He did one of the last people who performed for Laugh Records, who had a record on Laugh Records, and I had a wet dream. It's all puns.
All right, okay.
Kind of a hit in the 80s.
It was probably like one of those Dr. Demento.
It was exactly what it was.
Dr. Demento's playing. Loving this Dr. Demento.
It was a huge, but they also made a video for it, like right when MTV started. So if you you get a chance, look that one up about puns.
Maybe we'll put it on our website, comedyhistory101.com.
Where we school you in comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So another one, you said 1890 they did a variant of this, but let's not forget what happened in 1861, where another version of the joke appeared in the Bradford Observer that asked another alternative question involving a chicken and road. It said in the 1861 edition of the Bradford Observer, says, "Why does a chicken 3 weeks, 3 days, and 3 hours old walk across the road to get to the other side?"
Ah, okay. Yeah. So that's three. That's one reference from 1847, 1861, 1890. So that's, you know, pretty widespread. It's not too bad. And then, of course, the other thing that happened in 1861 was the beginning of the Civil War. So that's right.
Yeah. So what is this joke about? There's been some theories on the internet and in chat rooms and on Reddit boards that this joke, if you think about it, is really about suicide. Ooh. Can I say the joke really slow and then emphasize some words that kind of point this out?
Sure, why not?
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, I'm not.
So basically,
go ahead.
You have your road-bound chicken kind of having an existential moment. What's it all about, seeing these fast-moving cars traversing across the road? And you know, thinking about existentially about its fate of, you know, perhaps ending up in a Colonel Sanders bucket, per se. So the chicken says, why am I going to cross the road to get to the other side?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean...
I
mean, it's like watching YouTube Star Wars fan fiction, fan theme videos. It's like, dude, yeah, sure. Of course, that could be what it is. Whatever. You can't really argue with it.
Yeah. It is what it is. But, you know, because it's becomes, you know, sucks into our joke lexicon, there's been variations of the joke over the year, why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side where there was a Shell station, insert laughter here, or say Albert Einstein's version of the joke, the chicken did not cross the road passed beneath the chicken.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That actually comes from, if you guys are really interested in hearing some physics-related chicken jokes, over at harvard.edu, that's Harvard University website, there is a whole page of physics variations of why did the chicken cross a road joke. Let me, there's another one here. Can I give you the Edward Teller one? Oh, no, let me give you the Robert Oppenheimer one, Harmon. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You ask me. I'll be Robert Oppenheimer, and you ask me.
Mr. Oppenheimer?
Yes, Harbin?
Knock, knock.
No, we're telling a joke about chickens, Harbin. Do not be silly.
It's Gregory Lettuce, the solicitor.
I was just following orders.
Okay, yes, Mr. Oppenheimer, why did the chicken cross the road?
Although it was deemed appropriate at the time, people will forever question whether it was correct for the chicken to cross the road. Because he's like the father of the nuclear bomb, atomic bomb, so.
Yeah, Fat Boy and Little Man, was that it?
Right,
yeah. Those two, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Los Alamos?
Yeah. Alamos, yep.
All right. Yep, there we go. And you know what I did? I took, I ended that bit with an anti-joke by stating the facts about him.
Okay, let's try one more physics one, and I'll be all right. I'll be Nicholas,
can I be the guy?
I'll be Copernicus.
Okay, right. Sure. All right. First, learn to pronounce his name before you actually embody him.
Okay. All right, you be him. You be him, and then who am I?
I don't have that joke. Okay, well, in front I have it here. Me, yeah.
I'll be the guy.
I could be Isaac Newton.
Okay, be Isaac Newton. Okay. Okay, Mr. Isaac Newton, hello. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Chicken at rest tend to stay at rest. Chicken in motion tend to cross the road. Mm.
But he was English, dude. You need to do, you gotta act, man.
No, that was me acting. I could do Carl Sagan.
Okay, let's do Carl Sagan. All right. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Sagan. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
There are billions and billions of such chickens crossing the road, just like this one, all across the universe.
Oh, excellent, man. Cosmos.
Yeah. So now, are we ready to take all our fun and games and point out the very disturbing past about
Let's get disturbed.
Actually, I heard this first on one of my favorite podcasts, the Backstory History Podcast. But lately in the news, there's been a lot of scandal about politicians adopting blackface and denying the roots. Why did the chicken cross the road actually came from the minstrel shows?
Ooh, uh-oh.
Well, first of all, it's like in our lexicon, but we do not know that joke is actually taken from that, you know, sad and horrible period of entertainment history.
And actually, it was kind of popular for, I was doing some research, as we all do when we're doing the Comedy History 101 here podcast, and minstrel shows almost ran for close to 100 years. Like they started getting big in like 1820 and were running until around 1910 in various parts of the country.
I was reading something about, it was either like the 1962 or 1965 World's Fair. I believe it might have been in Queens, that they were still trying to do a blackface minstrel show within this larger show about Americana. Again, going on your Confederate flag of, it's just a show that's we're just showing a part of history, you know, going on that sort of, you know, frail argument.
Yeah, no, that would be the, if you're talking about the one up there in New York, that was the 1964 World's Fair.
Yeah, so anyway, though, but one thing about minstrel shows, they did eventually evolve, like the joke pattern that was told, like such as, why did the chicken cross the road? That was one of the jokes, that origin from there. And like, same with, why does a fireman wear red suspenders? That sort of evolved into the same sort of joke pattern that you would find in the vaudeville shows with you know, a timing of, say, an Abbott and Costello or Burns and Allen, Weber and Field, that's another one. Yeah, so again, that joke structure was, there was like two characters. One was an Edmund, they're kind of stock characters, and they would play off of a third character called Mr. Interlocutor.
Interlocutor, yeah.
So he was sort of the straight man, and, you know, again, it was kind of like the two-man double act, which, again, evolved into the two-man double act, such as your Abbott and Costello's from vaudeville. Well,
yeah, and these are actually, it's more kind of a three-man, because basically, so the two, the character of Mr. Interlocutor, I know we're slaughtering that word, he was kind of like the MC for this part of the minstrel show, and he was always like kind of a more well-educated guy. And the two end men, one was called Mr. Tambo because he played the tambourine, and then one was called Mr. Bones because he played the bones, which were like the castanets. And the reason, do you know why they were called end men, Harmon?
Not know.
Because, so the interlocutor would stand to kind of one side of the stage, and then all the musicians, the minstrels, would all be in a semicircle facing the audience, and the two end men would be on either end of the semicircle. And they would be the guys who would be talking back and forth with the Mr. Interloquator.
Yeah, so again, when kids are saying this joke, they have no idea of this sort of disturbing place in history where it actually originated from. And it's not the only thing that's made it into sort of carefree modern day history that's still sort of around. Another thing from the minstrel shows that is like the song "Oh Susanna," which again you can find in a lot of like Warner Brothers, you know, Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Except for the second verse, Harmon, which you really haven't heard before. I'd have actually never heard it before. And what's the actual song about?
Oh, it's a song about an African-American slave who was separated from his family. That's, like, yeah, horrible. But again, it's like, you know, you would hear that on, you know, Warner Brothers cartoons. And same with, like, Camp Town Races, which I don't know what that's about. Do you know what that's about?
Probably something racist. But let's just go back to Oh Susanna. You can actually find... So the first verse, everyone's pretty familiar with. And, the slave is going from Alabama to New Orleans to find his, you know, his relative. And then the second verse, all I'm going to say about the second verse is that there's a word that white people aren't allowed to say in the United States, and this word is very prominent in that second verse in regardings to the death of people as well.
Yeah, so why do you think it still is around in our sort of modern society? Same with why did the chicken cross the road and all that?
Because I think, I've heard that song my whole life. I've never heard the second verse. I heard the second verse when doing rehearsals or doing research for the podcast today. And so I think most people, I would say 99% of the people, don't know what the song is about and haven't heard the second verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and lastly in this sort of, horrific thing that's sort of around is, and again, I heard this recently on, I think it was like on Stuff You Should Know podcast, is cakewalks. You know, like children's birthday party, right, sort of game. I believe it's sort of like musical chairs, yeah, or something kinda like that. But again, that also has like a sort of disturbing sort of past. Just sort of made to, I don't even know.
Okay, but like we need to like go into a little bit of it here.
Yeah, so I think essentially what it was during the 19th century, it was sort of a dance event where they allowed slaves to dress up in their best clothes and sort of parody the white aristocracy. But it twisted into himself where it actually eventually turned into people in blackface pretending to be people,
the white people,
parodying the aristocracy. So when you hear, the term cakewalk, you know that was a pure cakewalk. You're actually kind of saying a racist based term.
Well, then we won't be saying that. I mean, it's a cakewalk to not say that.
So Scott, why did the chicken cross
to get
the road?
To the cakewalk?
Yeah, and sing
to get to the second
Susanna.
Verse of "Oh Susanna."
So I know we started out so carefree, and now it's just like sort of ended with the downer. But you know, again, I guess that's the downer history of this sort of iconic joke.
Yeah, I mean that's history, man. That's history and comedy, which is what this podcast is all about, all wrapped up in the one.
So, Scott, what is your takeaway on the history of why did the chicken cross the road? It on one level, it's innocent to kids to this day. On the second level, kind of a disturbing sort of history.
First thing I would say that people in the old-timey days talked pretty funny where they had to make the chicken crossing the road joke turn into a whole paragraph. And then the second thing I would learn would be don't ever repeat the second verse of "Oh Susanna" out in public or even in your head. Just don't even look at it. Just pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah, there you go. So again, we started off as innocent, but then again, that is the trajectory course of that joke. It seems very innocent, but when you dig deeper, not so innocent.
Precisely.
But that's why we're here, because as you just stated, Scott, this is a podcast on the history of comedy, and that is the history of that joke.
Ugly or not, dude, we gotta, like, you know, we gotta do it all.
That's right, that's right. And so I guess what will bring us back is it's that time on the episode to plug away. Scott, what do you have to plug?
Thank you, Harmon. Well, as everybody, the fans out there all know, I do have a movie on the Fest circuit right now. It's called Everything You Wanted to Know About Sudden Birth, But We're Afraid to Ask. And your gracious co-host there, Harmon, is one of our producers. We're going to be showing at the Aspen Shorts Festival in 2 weeks on April the 3rd at 8 p.m. in Aspen, Colorado, and then also we'll be showing on April 12th at the Florida Film Festival in the Midnight Short section. Ooh, we're a Midnight Short. So hopefully everybody can come out and see it. And if you want any more information about the film, go to my website, scottcolonico.com/suddenbirth.
Oh, great. And for me, April 4th here in New York City at Planet Rose, which is a karaoke bar, I'll be doing my international hit show, Jokey-Okey, stand-up comedy karaoke in a 3-round game show. So you can come out for that. Check it out on harmonleon.com for more information. And on April 11th at the Red Room above the KGB bar, I'll be premiering another new show called The Muff. It's a parody show of The Moth. That's right. Everything you hate about The Moth will be satirized and parodied in this show, featuring some of the top storytellers in New York City. Again, you can check it out on harmonleon.com. And with that, Scott, I think that just about does it for the history of Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road? And thanks a lot for tuning in to
Comedy History 101,
where we school you in comedy.
Thanks, Harmon. I'm going to go cross the road. I'm going to cross the road now.
To get to the other side.
Show to do that. All right. Bye-bye.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.